A word for you from Mark chapter 5 verse 1. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. Here the Lord is crossing seas, you could say, for one individual, a person that he has set his love upon, this poor demon-possessed man. The Lord doesn't expel him like the people in the village have done. They had excommunicated him, so to say, kicked him out because they could not control him. But the Lord came to him. Yes, the man also comes running to the Lord, but it is the Lord who had traveled the distance. And it's so it is that the Lord has indeed come from afar to save you and me, from heaven's glory to earth's wickedness. He took our flesh upon himself to the cross to rebuke the storm of sin which binds you. He has come to you. Now you run to him. The Lord, though, said of the Pharisees that they cross seas to bring about one conversion, to make one proselyte, but he says they make him into twice the son of hell that they are. Yes, effort isn't the only thing. Sometimes we make a lot of effort, but it's all useless. It's only when the Lord covers the distance, when we realize what he has done, for it is by grace that we are saved. It is by grace that we can even come to him when we hear his invitation. And so the Lord has been through this terrific storm where even the disciples were afraid that they were going to die because of the wind and the waves. They woke him up. He was asleep. Remember, the bottom of the boat on a cushion. Divine peace was what he lived in. The disciples were living in the noise of the world. And the Lord rebuked the wind and the waves. It was all part of the process of getting to one man. And, dear friend, it is exactly like that. UJesu wezela wena. Ufuna ukuthi wena uqobo lwakho usindiswe. The Lord is concerned just about you. Think of it in that way. Don't just think that God so loved the world that he gave his son. Rather say, God so loved me that he gave his son so that I may be saved. Then it is that you look at things in a different perspective. What is the Lord saying to you right now as an individual? What is he convicting you of? Obey him.